But tell me what other questions you have, which you know, we can, yeah.
Does she like to be pet?
Let's ask her about that. She says sometimes. She says it depends. She says, I'm kind of moody, you know. What do you mean about that, Squiggs? She says, well, sometimes I'm really into things. Like she's focusing on something and you don't realize it. And petting can be very disturbing. It like takes her out of a meditative space. It takes her out of a space. And she says sometimes, and then she shows me a different scenario. She doesn't like to be pet. When the person that is petting her is in a weird space and she's in a good space of consciousness, and then they try to bring their space through their hand onto her, and she's like, ugh, get off of me. I don't want that. And so she gets up and goes away. Like, no, I don't want to be pet right now. But then she shows me this image of her coming up to you and like nuzzling, like, but she says it's calm and you're receptive and open. She says, I really want you to hold your energy more like I do. Steady, calm, receptive, open all the time. She says, you're getting there. She says, Kirsten actually, could do that too. She says, both of you, she would like for you to be more like that, where you're holding your energy steady, calm, receptive, etc. What else, Squiggs? What else? Now, she says that's good. She says she likes being scratched on the head. That it's some, you know, like right on the crown. She likes, especially like scratch, 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 up on like right, you know, like third eye space, up above the crown, a little bit behind the ears, down the neck, the ruff in the neck, which doesn't have a ruff, but you know, around the fluff around the whole neck, while you're at it, down that area while you're at it. She says, she also sometimes likes the area between her chest, between her shoulders, like on where her heart is. She likes that held or touched and scratched sometimes, but she has to be in the mood for it. She doesn't like her belly touched. She says sometimes she likes her back scratched, and she likes a really good back scratching, but again, she has to be in the mood for that. And I can see her put her tail up and kind of, oh yeah, right over there, over to this side. Yeah, that feels really good. Yeah. Is there anything else, Squiggs, you want to say about being scratched? She says, whenever you scratch me, it's nice if when you finish petting me, you do like some kind of like long, light strokes over her energy, even if you're not even touching her. It's like a way for your hand to exit her energy field. And I've never had a cat tell me that before in my life, and I've been talking to a lot of thousands of animals. just to give you a little context. But that's interesting that she shows me a hand entering her energy field. And she likes that at times, especially around the head. She likes the top. I get the sense that around the top of her head and her crown chakra and her third eye and the heart, she needs those parts scratched. It helps the etericity of those subtle bodies in her body of energy to kind of come alive. You know, so she likes that in moments, and you know, especially center of the head. Now, hang on a second, but it is kind of like when you're not in a weird space, when you're calm, because she doesn't want to be touched when the people are in a weird space, and be very conscious about your hand entering her energy field. Wow, that's a really complicated, not complicated, but thorough answer to the question, does she like to be pet? I hope it makes sense to you.
It makes a lot of sense, like, to why some people, they go to pet her and she does not like it. Mm. Other people can, and sometimes I'll pet her and she's fine. Like, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that's really good. Are there any inconsistencies that you want to ask questions about?
I can't think of any inconsistencies now.
Yeah. What else?